Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? You're tuning into the Tony Burns Gospel Show, and today we're going to talk about why men
and women
cheat. Oh my goodness, it's going to be deep today. We got co-host with us today, Lady Felicia, and she's going to be, you know, sticking and moving on this subject and this topic, man. It's just going to be off the chain. How you doing today, Lady Felicia?
Doing great, Flip.
Blessed now,
definitely.
What are you not highly favored to?
We can throw that in there.
Don't dare shut that down. Keep it right in line on the Tony Burns Gospel Show.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear you. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made us feeling. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. We were deep. To live a life that's invisible, a life that's full, a life that's rich and simple. It is my goal to remind you of this principle.
But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Tell somebody, say.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Oh, you can sing it.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Everybody, sing it.
Let's get back to
Eden. Now right here. Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at? Right here.
Yeah. This is the time for you to give up now. Now.
Yeah.
God's gonna work it out. You're getting ready to bow.
Yeah.
The blessing is
yeah.
right, all right. So, hey, we're gonna dig right into this subject. Tell, on your perspective and your point of view, why do you think women cheat? Let's start with that.
Okay, well, most women, we're designed, when we meet someone, cheating half the time is the last thing on our mind. But what causes us to go out and look at another is when we're not happy with the one that we're with. It takes a little bit, because most of the time we'll tell the man, our spouse, our boyfriend, our mate, that mm-hmm. we're not happy. And we show signs that we're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's nothing done, or there's an attitude as if he or he don't care, then that other person comes in the picture. Because the devil works like that.
Mm.
He knows your weakness. He know what you need and what you're lacking.
Mm-hmm.
So that sly man comes about. You're not expecting it, but he shows up right when you're having those problems.
Wow, like the devil.
Yeah.
Wow.
And gets your attention, and he tell you everything that he can do for you that your spouse ain't doing.
That's right.
But you got to understand, he shouldn't be talking to you anyway if you're married.
That's it.
Or if you say you're in a relationship, he shouldn't even be trying to talk to you or get your attention.
That's right.
But because of that, we indulge. It makes us feel good. Why? Because sin makes us feel good.
That's right.
So, but when we get into it, there comes some problems. Someone gets caught up in the emotion.
Mm.
Either the woman or the other man. So, there are steps. Each of us, we don't have those same steps.
Mm-hmm.
Each of us don't have the same problems. That causes us to do such things. Now, you do have that woman that's just going to do it. Whether she's happy, sad, it really don't matter.
Mm.
She's of a flirtatious personality, where when she sees a man, she lusts for that man.
Wow.
Even if he don't even know she's looking.
Wow.
You know? And these are the women that will approach a man. See, most, some women won't approach. But you get that one woman that she will approach a man and try to get the number, get very flirtatious, and then she'll go to the next one.
Wow.
So, these are things that happen. It's not a good thing. I put myself in those shoes because I used to be of that woman. So I can definitely speak on it. It's not like I'm speaking just to jump on women today. I'm speaking as a testimony, as being delivered from that. And I can tell you how it comes about as well.
So what's so serious, though, and you know, you married a person or you're in a committed relationship with someone, what is so serious that'll make you just go be with somebody else? You know, what's so serious that you just can't go without it? Give me some examples.
It's not like we can't. One example is, it's not like we can't go without it. It's always what we're missing.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not used to being told we're pretty, and he says, "Oh, you pretty, you're fine, you carry yourself well." It's normally the things that you're not accustomed to hearing that draws you in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always a lack. It really don't even have to be of your spouse. It's what your spouse is not doing.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the way you was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Most women these days, most of us, we're daddy girls.
Mm-hmm.
And 50% of the time it goes back to the father.
Okay.
As far as what we were missing from our fathers, for those that had an absent father in the house.
Okay.
Or even if you had a father in the house, the attention that you wanted from your father. So we search for this attention through men.
Mm.
So that's what causes that as well. Very, very deep today.
And I want to add on to that, let alone if you feel like you can't tell them, if you got to keep a secret, come on. So I'm wrong with that.
Yeah. I remember one time, years ago, a young man walked up to me, and he says, "Hey, miss, you look good, blah, blah, blah. can I get your number? I said, no. He says, okay, then, are you married? I said, yes. He said, okay, you see how the okay, he's still sitting there. And the problem was, I was holding a conversation with him I shouldn't have never had in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So on the third question, when I told him I was married, he says, can you have friends? You know, they good for that.
Yeah.
Can you have a friend?
That's
what?
Right.
You know what I said to him? I said, well, hold on a minute. Let me call my husband and see if we can have a friend.
Come
and
on.
Then, oh, no, Miss Lady, that's all right. That's right, because he knew from once when I said I was married.
Yes.
He shouldn't have been asking me could he be my friend because his intentions was all wrong.
That's right.
So that happens. It happens, and you just got to stand your ground. Even if you not happy, you go to your spouse and y'all come together.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, because at times, most of the time, you see couples that do cheat on each other, but they never leave one another.
That's
they still
right.
stay there. They know that they're a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Done cheated on them before,
yep.
But they don't go nowhere. And what do we do as women? We tear that woman down.
Because
she's still there.
That's
but
right.
you got to understand, if God put them together, ain't no cheating going to turn them apart. Ain't nothing going to separate it.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have those problems, but you go to God with those problems.
Yes.
And God will fix that.
Yes.
He'll fix it because he hear our prayers and he's sincere. And as long as we're sincere, he'll hear that and he'll fix it for us.
That's
and
right.
there's a lot of couples that have done this to each other. They still together. They still love each other. They still worship together. They pray together. They do everything together.
Yeah.
So they kind of keep God there, and that's what keeps them together.
Yes, mm-hmm. And you know, some men and some women, you know, they'll keep questioning and trying to see because they don't care if you're married.
That's right.
You know, they just they probably married too and just looking for somebody to. Spend some extra time with, like we said, or maybe lacking something at home, and they want to fulfill it through that person. Or maybe they even tired of doing certain things with the person, or the person at home don't want to go to the movies no more. They just want to sit at home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or they don't want to go to the park no more. You know, they just want to sit at home. So they want to get with somebody that's spontaneous, you know, because that's usually what cheating is. You got to be spontaneous. Like, hey, call you at the last minute. Hey, babe, what you doing? Honey, what you doing? You know, and y'all meet up somewhere, you know, meeting at the park, meeting at the movies, you know, somewhere far off. You know, stuff like that, man. And that's basically, you know, what it is instead of just going to your mate. You know, it's like, hey, you know, we don't do things no more. You know what I'm saying? Some people will try to change that, and then some people won't. But tell me this, to the person that won't change, your spouse that won't change, how would you deal with that?
If they don't change and you're in that position, I try never to put my lips on a relationship to tell another to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I know.
Especially when a marriage.
Yes.
A marriage, you know.
God don't put us here to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you're unhappy, there's nothing changing. Then you follow your instincts. You follow what God is telling you to do. God will tell you what to do in the situation.
God told you what you need to do.